Okay, today's daf is Arla, daf Chaf Aleph, and again, all these shiurim are sponsored anonymously for the schus of all of Am Yisrael. So we are on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Chaf Amid Beis, Chaf Amid Beis, Mapligin, and then remember we just quoted a three-way machlokas Tanoim about Tziruf of Shemos Isser. Rabbi Meir held an amazing shita that all Isurim are mitzarif to each other. All of them are mitzarif to each other based on the pasuk of Kol Lo Socha Kol Toeva, the end of Yotes Mabez. We quoted that, and it's also quoted elsewhere as we saw. So all Yisurim are mitzarifim, Bein Leisur, Bein Liting Tam. We mentioned Yavesh or Lach. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon said they're not mitzarif, and that is just generally what we hold. And Rabbi Eliezer has this middle shita, that it's mitzarif in Lach, but it's not mitzarif in Yavesh. And we mentioned that there are sometimes different discussions of different Shemos Isser. Like we said, here we have all Shemos Isser, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, and we have Truma and Chala and Bikurim that all could combine. But also we mentioned that there are two, and I thought I mentioned on some of the Marmakomos today, Nevela and Trefa. Nevela and Trefa, we mentioned that Reb Chaim thought that is Shem Echad. It's Shem Echad. And there were a couple of Rambams that seemed to prove this, and a couple of Halachas. The Rambam says in Ilchus Machalas Asuros in Perek Dalad, the Rambam says, Nimseis Lamed, Sha'atora Asra Hamesa, Fihiha Nevela, the Torah Asr is an animal that died, Nevela, Va'asra Anotelamus Machmas Makoseha, and also the Torah Asr'd an animal that's about to die because of its wounds, Fiafapisha Adayin Lomesa, even if it didn't die yet, Fihiha Trefa. And that's the Trefa. That's a pretty parallel lashon. The Torah Asr is a Nevela which died, or in a Trefa that's close to dying. Ukishem shlo tachlok b'misa bein mesa machmas atzma bein shenafla v'mesa bein shechankach v'mesa bein shedarsta chaya v'charakta, doesn't matter how it died, kachlo lo tachlok b'no telamus, and also so too when it's about to die, don't be mechalik bein shetarafasa chaya v'shavarta bein shenafla v'nagag v'shtaburov s'loseha hoel v'no telamus mikom makom arizu trefa v'chulu, and the Rambam continues, seems to parallel nevela and trefa. And the Rambam paskins in Machal Sasuros that Nevela and Trefa are mitzarif to each other. That's the greatest simen. But there's a, where does the Rambam get this from? So there are a couple of Gemaras. The Sifri in Re'eh says, Lo sochlu kol Nevela. Some of these are Makoros are quoted in the Rishima Shi'urim on Shvuis on Daf Chav Dalet. Lo sochlu kol Nevela. Ein li ela Nevela. Trefa minayin tamalomar kol Nevela. So kol nevela includes trefa, right? That's interesting. The nevela, kol nevela, that includes trefa. Again, that reflects that. Well, again, what's the connection between the two? Nevela animal died without shechita. Trefa, it died, had a shechita, but it had some other problem. The answer is no. Even trefa didn't have a proper shechita. Physically, it had a proper shechita, but halachically, it didn't have the heter shechita. And just two other halachas that reflect this, and that is Ben Pekua. Ben Pekua. So we know Ben Pekua is the amazing halacha of if you shecht the mother that's pregnant, so then the baby inside is mutter with the shechita of the mother. Mida oraisa. Mida rabbanan, you don't want this animal walking around and you can just kill it and eat it. So mida rabbanan, you need it because of maris ayin. But that only is if it's a proper shechita. If it's not a proper shechita, so then it's not going to work for the, right, if it's a bad, if you're misnavel, if you messed up the shechita of the mother, then that shechita is not going to work for the child, for the offspring. Only if it's a good shechita, then it could work. Says the Gemara, Chulanayin, hey, what happens if you shechted the mother and the mother turns out to be a trefa? Mother turns out to be a trefa. Says the Gemara, that it is a problem for the baby. And the question is, what do you mean a problem for the baby? Why? It was a good shechita. The mother had a separate problem. Mother had a separate problem being a trefa. What does that have to do with the baby? The answer is no. Trefa is not a good shechita. Right? And therefore, if the mother doesn't have a shechita gemura, then it's not going to go to the child. And one final makar in the Rambam, that the Rambam has a comparison. The Rambam talks about shechitas akum in Hilchos Avos Atumos, Perek Beis. A non-Jew can't shecht. If a non-Jew shecht, shechitas akum, says the Rambam, nevela. Nevela. Nevela, meaning it's as if it wasn't shechted. Umetame b'masan, it's tumas masa, right? Nafkamina of nevela is not just that. What's the difference between nevela and trefa? Lamaisa, you can't eat either of them. But nevela is tuma. Nevela is an avatuma. Trefa is not. So the Rambam says, by Shechidas Akum, it's a nevela, and it's Metameh B'masa. V'karov be'enai sha'av zeh midivrei sofrim. I think it's a din derabanan. V'im tomar, v'halo v'yasur ba'achila din Torah. But what do you mean? It's asur da'oraisa to eat Shechidas Akum. That's based on a pasuk. So if Shechidas Akum is tameh, is not allowed to eat it midaraisa, the tuma is derabanan? Hello, says the Rambam, well, I'll bring you another model. I'll bring you a model to Shechitas Akum. Not everything that's asur daraisa to eat is tamei daraisa. Lo kala asur ba'achila metamei. Not everything that's asur daraisa to eat is tamei mi daraisa. What's my model? Trefa. Trefa is asur to eat and not metamei. So the Rambam compares trefa, which is asur to eat and not metamei, to with the shechita of a goy, which is asur to eat and not metamei mi daraisa. So the question is, what do they always have to do with each other? Ask Rav Salvechik. V'ola t'miya, keitza nitan l'damo shechitas akum l'treifa. Halo harbi dvarim, a lot of things are asur to eat and not metame. We're talking about arla. Right, arla is asur to eat and not metame. And, many things. So what does Rambam use treifa as a model for shechitas akum? Right, Israel is behemah midin nevela. You can't, the goy is midin nevela. So you have to say, l'das haramam, ikir isr trefa chal v'b'reisha achas v'lehemah heter shechita. U'b'chein haya bedin shetetame trefa kamo nevela. Trefa should have been metame. But there's a difference. The Torah was mechalik. Din chalo shechita betrefa mischalik. Amnam ein shechita materis isr achila hanevela. Al kol zeh shechitas ha-trefa mitaharis bidei tumas nevela. Unbelievable. It must be that the shechita of a trefa does do something. But it doesn't do everything. It's mitar midei nevela. But it just doesn't give you a heter shechita for eating. But just mitar midei nevela, and that's the comparison to shechitas akum, which is mitar midei nevela. The shechita of an akum, of a guy does something. It's mitar midei nevela, it's just not matir for achila. Okay, but those are a couple of the rayas about trefa and nevela, and that they are the same shame issur. So even the Tanakama, even the Reb Shimon, who says that different shame issur are not mitzareif, they would be mitzareif by nevela and trefa according to this view. So the Gemara says now Bapligan. So what's the case of machlokas? Last two words on chafim abeis. So what's the case of machlokas? Again, we have a machlokas about whether two shame like kilay akarim and arla are those mitzareif? Are those going to asur? So, what's the case? So, my plegin, the case that there's a machlokas is only the following case. So, we got to add in a couple of words and take out a couple of words on these, this amud. Shenaflu, that they fell in, they, meaning, Kilei Akarim and Arla fell in at the same time. At the same time. Right? Rav Chaim Gadevsky has in the word ba'ach, ka'achas. The same time. Shloshes kavim Arla, v'shloshes kavim shel Kilei Akarim. If Arla and Kilei Akarem fall into a mixture at the same time, that's where Rabbi Meir says they can be mitzdarif. And they can aser. And if together they're more than 1 to 200, that's the shear for Arla and Kilei Akarem, if they're more than 1 to 200, so then it's going to aser. But even Rabbi Meir agrees that if it's one after another, it's not mitzdarif. Avalim naflu shloshes kavim Arla. Right, if Shloshes Kavim Arla fell in, take out the word Vod, three Kavim Arla fell in. V'acharkach naflu Shloshes Kavim Vod shel Kilei Akarim. And after that, right, Arla falls in first, and then Kilei Akarim falls in after that. Hutar Hakri. So then everything's mutter. Right, that's not mitzarif if it falls in one after the other. Lama, why? Why, what happened? Because what happened? Three Kav of Arla fell in into something that's more than 1 to 200. So it's batel. It's batel. And then Kilei Akarim falls in. So the chiddush is that you do not say the principle called chozer v'ne'ur. You don't say it reawakens. And now it can be mitzareif. For Meir's only chiddush, that these two different shemos isser can be mitzareif, if it's if they fall in at the same time. That in itself creates a tziruf. They're different, but they fell in at the same time, two isurim, and therefore they're mitzareif. But if one falls in after another, they're not mitzdarif. First one is batel, and now the first one could be part of the mevatel of the second one. Right? And that's why once the second one, even if more than three kav fell in, three kav and a little, why? Because the Gemara explains, Huterakri, lama, the ode, the little extra of the Kilei Akarem, batel b'shloshes kavim, that's batel in the three kav of Arla that fell in earlier, and shloshas kavim in the three kav of Kilei HaKerem that fell in, but telling me mea are batel in the 100 chulin. Basically, right, it's all batel, and it's not chozer v'neir, and that's Rabbi Meir's chiddush. So that's a limit on Rabbi Meir's chiddush. Rabbi Meir says only if they fall in at the same time, but if they fall in one after another, they're not mitzdarif. Says the Gemara, what about this case? So what do you say? Two different Yisurim at the same time are mitzdarif. Two different Yisurim, one after another, are not mitzdarif. What about the same Yisur, one after another? Is that going to be mitzdarif? Or do you say, let's say, three kav of Arla, and then 5 minutes later, three kav of Arla? Right, is that, and the first three kav of Arla was batel. So what do you say in that case? That's the Gemara's question now. Naflu shloshes kavin Arla. Three kav of Arla fell in, and let's look at the gears of the Gra. Let's take out the next six words, right? The gears of the Gra on the bottom left. Bottom left. Naflu shloshes kavim shel Arla. V'acharkach shloshes kavim shel Arla. Mahu. Right, three kav of Arla, and then three kav of Arla. What's the halacha? I'm continuing reading the Gra. Pirish. Hapshitalon gabi shnei shemos by two different isurim to bepam echad mitzdarfin, that if they fall in at once, l'rabbanan. U'bishtei pa'amim ein mitzdarfin. By two different shemos, bepam echad mitzdarfin l'rabbanan, that means Rabbi Meir, and two different times, ein mitzdarfin, fashami boilan gabi arla. What's the halacha by arla? Im gamkin kamo arla v'kilei akerem, she'ein mitzdarfin. Just like two different isurim are not mitzdarif. But if it's the same shame iser, so maybe that could create combination, even if it didn't fall at the same time. By two different isurim, you need the falling in at the same time to create some type of sirif. You need that basachas. But maybe if it's the same iser, you don't need that. Maybe it's the same iser, one after another is also okay. So that's the Gemara's question. Kimo shenaflu, now I'm back in the second the last line of the Gemara. Kimo shenaflu shloshes kavim. Arla, v'shloshes kavim shel kilei akerem. If both of those fall in ke'achas, do you compare Arla and then Arla? Do you compare Arla and Arla one after another? Do you compare that to Arla and kilei akerem at the same time? Meaning it's enough of a tziruf, right? Or do you say no? Or not. Kemosha naflu, or do you compare Arla and then Arla to the case of Kemosha naflu shloshes kavim shel Arla, v'achakach naflu shloshes kavim, the ode, Kelei HaKerem, right? You compare it to the case that's not Mitztarif. So, no answer given. Right? No answer given to the Arla and then Arla. In that case, whether you would say there, Chozer V'Neir, I know you're going to lose some sleep about this tonight, so try to think about the Svaras, why it should be, why it shouldn't be, in terms of how you would compare. So, we're talking about Arla and Kelei HaKerem. Remember, the Mishnah in the end of Temura, which we mentioned in the past, Daf Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah says, has the list of Nikbarin and the list of Nisrafin. So we've been talking about two out of the four Nisrafin. There are only four Nisrafin. You think of how many Nikbarin are there? There's a bunch of Nisrafin. How many Nisrafin? Four. It's only four Nisrafin, four items that have to be food items. You have to burn Avodah Zarah. You have to destroy Avodah Zarah. What items have to be burned? Chametz on Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whether that's a machlokes, psachim chafalaf, whether ein bir chametz ela besreifa, or mefar vizar leruach umata layam, right? Chametz on Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, truma tameya, truma that becomes tamei, has to be burned, right? And there's different svaras and sources for that. Arla and kilei akerem. Those are the four. That's it. Chametz on Pesach, truma tameya, arla and kilei akerem. So the past couple of days, we've been talking about the last two. These two, Arla and Kilei HaKerem. Remember, what's the source for Kilei HaKerem? That's a pasuk in Chumash. Pentukdash. Hamaleya Hazera. Tukdash, we understand. Kadosh, holy, sanctified. That means you have to burn it. And Arla, remember that's the Rashi in Temura. It's Kemer to Kilayim. Not sure exactly where Rashi gets that from. We're not sure, but that's what Rashi says, that the source for Arla is the Hekesh to Kilayim. Tosfos is not sure if that's a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. Where does Rashi get that Hekesh from? Again, Kilei HaKerem is Lo Sizer Karmach HaKalayim Pei Tikdash Amaleya. That's the Pasuk Tukdash Tukad Esh, which is Sreifa. Truma Temeya, what's the source that you have to burn Truma Temeya? So again, that's different Deyos. Rashi in Shabbos Chafei, it's similar to Hekdish, or you just want to make sure it's not lying around. And then you have chametz. Chametz on Pesach, again, a mitzvah to burn it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, that's not just a question about what maisa to be done. We've mentioned also that some achronim assume that Rabbi Yehuda the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim, is about the essence of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Whether you have to burn it or you could destroy it in any way possible, that is not just about, you know, how limited or expansive is the mitzvah of destruction, but it reflects a very different understanding of what Tashbisu is all about. Is it more demonstrative, active, or is it more passive to make sure that chametz is not in your home? Right, then the Minchas Chinuch has 10 nafkaminas about, you know, how do you understand Tashbisu? Do you have to go out before Pesach to buy chametz in order to destroy? Right, or do you, could you just, as long as you don't have chametz in your house? Right, do you, what can you do? Is there an idea of mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho? Is it better to do it yourself, or is it result oriented? Right, is it maisa oriented or result oriented? That's the Minchas Chinuch's chakira of how you do it. Others, the Reb Chaim Soloveitchik in here, it's the second Reb Chaim of the day, Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he discusses, well, maybe a nafkamina could be whether you call chametz, you call Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, and Chametz, whether you call that a lava nitik laseh or not. What do you call that a lava nitik laseh? He suggests that according, what's his problem? He asked the question, because the Rambam says, you don't get Malkus for Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, unless you bought Chametz on Pesach, meaning active. Just having Chametz in your house is not going to violate Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. You're not going to get Malkus. You're going to violate. You're not going to get Malkus for Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, unless you actively bought Chametz on Pesach, or you leavened bread, right? You're leavened bread. But if you have chametz in your house and you didn't get rid of it, even though you violate, you're not going to get malchus. Why? Because lav shem b'maisa. You have chametz in your house, lav shem b'maisa. The kfar hikshu, and they ask on the Rambam, what do you mean? Eich lo kechala lav de lo yirav yimatze. Even if you did a maisa, even if you did the maisa, the Rambam says it's a lav sheish b'maisa, but it's also a lav nita glase. So you shouldn't get malchus anyway. Shouldn't get malchus anyway. There are a lot of reasons. We mentioned lav shebeklalos a couple of days ago, right? So there are many reasons why you shouldn't get malchus. The Rambam says, oh, if you did a maisa, you get over that hump, which itself is a question which we've dealt with in the past. If there's a law that you could violate with a maisa or without a maisa, is that called the lav sheish b'maisa, lav sheim b'maisa? Right? The Sefer Chinuch says by revenge, you never get malchus because it's a lav sheim b'maisa, and because you can do it without a maisa, you never get malchus even if you did it with a maisa, right? That's the Chinuch. The Rambam by Chasima, the Rambam says, you get Malkus by the Isra of muzzling. Even if you muzzle with your mouth, meaning the animal's about to eat, then you go, right? You don't put a muzzle on. You just stop the animal. So you can get Malkus for that, even though there's no Maisa. Because since you can do it with a Maisa, you're going to get Malkus even if you didn't do it with a Maisa. That's the opposite. And then you have this Rambam that says, well, it depends if you did a Maisa or not. So how do you put this all together? This is not our issue right now, but it's an important issue. But the Rambam here is Mechalik, but the Rambam says here there's a different reason. There's a different reason why one shouldn't get Malkus for Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, even if you actively did something, because it's a lav hanitik laseh. So what do you say? So Rav Chaim suggests, based on another kasha, which we're not going to get into now, he says, maybe that's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. The Gemara that calls Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh a lav hanitik laseh, that's within Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's a chiddush how he reads that Gemara, but that's his suggestion. He says, Lo damiyam hamitzvah shal tashbisu, dashbasoso b'chol davar, la mitzvah sreifa, te mitzvah tashbisu b'shari hashbasos havi ikra mitzvah, shalo yehela bailum chametz. Ma she'en came in mitzvaso b'sreifa, havi mitzvah shechayo b'achefza shal hachametz, the chalabod in sreifa. The destiny of this chametz is to be burned. Active, right? That not the... not just make sure it's not. Ulafizeh, and therefore he says, Mishavim divrei Rambam, Delokin, you get Malkus for Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, Tahadam, Delochash, Lav Nitik Laseh. Why? Because the Rambam paskins, Hashpasos, B'chol Davar. We burn the Chametz L'Chanchila for like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but Meikra, then we pass like the Chachamim. Hashpasos, B'chol Davar. When you have Pesach with Erev Pesach, Shcholias B'Shabbos, whenever you have Shcholias B'Shabbos, you burn the Chametz by throwing it outside or flushing it down the toilet. Right, and you fulfill the mitzvah. So if you say that, then that's not called a lav nitik laseh. Lav nitik laseh requires an asay, a mitzvah's asay that you have to do, not just to make sure it's not done. So the Rambam doesn't paskin like a Yehuda, and that's the difference. If you say b'sreifa, that's what the Gemara is assuming, that calls it a lav nitik laseh. that would be a difference. So that's, again, one of the four disrufim. So we have Rabbi Yehuda Chametz, and we have Truma Temeya, and we have Arla, and we have Kilei HaKerem. Those are the four Nisrafin that are mentioned in Temura Lamed Gimel. We said Avodah Zarah also has to be destroyed, right? Asher and Nir Nidachas, right? There's a mitzvah to destroy them, but that's a different type of category. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. So we're talking about different stages. Something falls in, and then something else falls in. So what happens if something falls in, and then I didn't even realize it fell in, and then something else fell in 5 minutes later, without any yediyah in between? So that's called basachas. That's called basachas in halacha. That's called at once. The only way that there's a break is if you know about it in between. That's the Gemara. So we're going to get into some Maseches Krisus in Yanim. Pshita Yediyaso Metaraso. It's obvious that Yediyaso, if the owner knows about it in between, some Arla fell in into my stuff and it was Batel, and then some more Arla. So if I know about it, so that's Mechalik, and that's called two different fallings in. Yediyas Chaveru Mahu Shetatiro. What if my friend knows about it, but I didn't know about it? Sometimes you need the Bailim, right? If we had a Machlok, it's about Hechshel Kapatuma. Right, do you need the Ratzon of the Bailim or any? So what's the case? Hey Chavida, what exactly is the case? Hu lo yadaba chaver yadabe. Right, his friend knew about it, but he didn't know about it. So that's one question. Does his friend's knowledge, is that machalek the different stages? Does that machalek the different stages? Yediyah also comes up in, it's not just about how many averis you did, it does come up in Yaradeya, in Tzadi Tes Vav, Tzadi Tes Vav, and he discusses the here in Hilchas Tairoves. That's talking about the issue of Im Batlan Es Lachila, but the Rama quotes Isser Shin Is Batel Kigon Shaya Shishim Kenegdo. There was an Isser that fell into a mixture and it was Batel in Shishim. Vinitosep O Acharkach Mino Isser Harishon, and then more of the original Isser fell in. A little milk fell into chicken soup. It was batel. And then more milk fell in. And now it's not 1 to 60. So then, chozer v'ne'ur, v'ne'esar. So the Ramah Paskins, that's chozer v'ne'ur. Loshna min b'mino, v'loshna min b'she'ena mino, loshna yavesh, loshna lach, loshna noda b'entayim, o lo noda b'entayim. Doesn't make a difference. Even if you knew in between, there's no heter. There's no heter. That's the... That's the Ramah. The Shach discusses this. Maybe there's a limit. Yavish b'yavish, lach b'lach. So he's not convinced. He quotes some of our Yerushalmis, but that's comes up in the Shulchan Aruch in terms of Yediyos. Okay, so does my friend's Yediyah help? Unclear. So now the Gemara says, what about Yediyah Safik? Mao Shetatak Yediyah Zvadai. What if it's not a friend's Yediyah, but if it's a Safik Yediyah? I know that it might have fallen in. So is that a good enough yediyah? I know that it might have fallen in. So vadai. So hey chavida, what exactly does that mean? What's the case that you're not sure? I have in front of me two boxes, achas filled with I don't know figs, achas yeshba masayim v'achas eim masayim. One box has 200, and one box has less than 200. And I know nafla sa'ah arla. We switch the gears. So achas man. I know the saw of Arla fell into one of them. I'm not sure which one it fell into. If it fell into less than 200, then it's Oser. If it fell into the 200, it's not Oser. So I'm not sure. I know it fell into one of them. It happened to be that it fell into the 200 one. So it should be Batel, if I had known about it. But I didn't know about it. I didn't know which one. And then another one fell in to the same one, into the 200 one. V'achar kach nafla hashniyah. Right, and then the second one fell in to the same one. And now, madada umatzaba, matayim ishtayim. And now I measure and I realize that both sa'as fell into the 200 one. So really, if I had known about it, vadai, then all will be good. Right, the first one fell in, and that's batel. Right, so then is that called at once or not? Again, one after another, we had a question for Rabbi Meir before. What would he paskin in that case? But that's the question. If you say, a doubtful yediyah is compared to a vada yediyah, then ola, then it would be batel. The first one would be batel, and you wouldn't have to worry about it. Itemar, ein yediyah safek yediyah vada. If you say Yidiyas Safik is not like Yidiyas Vadai, so it's Ki'ilu I didn't know. It's Ki'ilu I didn't know. So then Eina Ola, then it can't be Mevatel. Meaning the, it's not, it's Chozer V'Neir. Meaning it's all considered as if it fell in at once. All fell in at once. The Rabbi Yosef Engel, well, I was going to mention something from before, but I forgot. But let's first do this. Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses Yediyah Safik in another context. Right? We know there's a major machlokas Rishonim between the Rambam and the Rashba and other Rishonim, whether the din of Safik d'Oraisa l'chumra is a din d'Oraisa or itself is a din d'Rabbanan. We know there's a chiluk l'maisa, Safik d'Oraisa l'chumra, Safik d'Rabbanan l'kula. But the Rambam has a shita, which he says a few times in Hilchos Tumas Meis and elsewhere, that really on a Torah level, Safik d'Oraisa l'kula. It's a din d'Rabbanan that Safik d'Oraisa l'chumra. But really, Safik d'Oraisa l'kula. That's the Rambam shita. So there are Gemaras, and most other Rishonim don't say that. They say, no, Safik d'Oraisa l'chumra is din d'Oraisa. And there are Gemaras that point in both directions. So one of the problematic Gemaras for the Rambam is the Gemara at the beginning of the last parak of Yuma about Chatzi Shir. So the Gemara there has a line where Kol Chelev, the Pasuk, says any Chelev includes a Safik, like Koi. Koi is Safik Chai, Safik Behema. So Chelev, you don't know if it's... All right, chaylev is a difference in halacha between behema and chaya. The differences in behema and chaya are chaylev and dam. Right, the dam of a behema does not have kisi adam, and the dam of a chaya has kisi adam. So the pasuk tells me that even the suffix of the chaylev of a koi is going to be aser. And the Gemara says rhetorically, you need a pasuk to aser a suffix. You need a pasuk to aser a suffix. It's suffix anyway, so it's going to be aser anyway. So what do you mean? According to the Rambam, it's not. No, it's not. According to the Rambam, a suffik is mutter. So, of course, what's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara asks a rhetorical question. You need a pasik to aser a koi? What do you mean? It's obvious. It's a suffik d'araisa. So what do you mean? For the Rambam, the d'araisa is lakula. So you do need a pasik. That's a kasha on the Rambam. They ask, hikshu mizela Rambam, right? How can he say it's rikra? So suggests Rav Yosef Engel, this is in Asim d'araisa klal hei, nirilani asati liyashik. That the Rambam holds, first of all, Misvara. The Rambam says, when the Torah says things are Asr, the Torah says, don't eat this when you know it's Asr. If you don't know it's Asr, the Torah never Asr that. So Misvara, you could say, the Torah is not saying this is poison, and if it's a Safik, it's Safik poison. No, it's only poison if it's Vadai. If it's Safik, it's not going to hurt you. That's what the Torah says according to the Rambam. Right? Da Torah, meaning, what's the Rambam holding? Only Yediyah is only Vadai. Yediyah is only Vadeh, if you know for sure. If you're not sure about it, it falls away. Yediyah Safik for the Rambam is not a Yediyah. That's the lumdus behind the Rambam, he's saying. Ha Rambam, Safik d'Oraisa l'chumra, min ha-Torah, ha'ina mishum t'tzvir le'da Torah lo dibra rak mi Yediyas ha'adam. Ukshakasva nevela lo tochlu kivna bazeh she'im teda sha'basar hu nevela az lo tochlenu. Ukshe'enu yodeya she'u nevela mizeh lo dibra Torah. If you're not sure that the Torah is not answering that, V'lo asarto, the Torah, so according to this Rambam, the Rambam is saying, right, Safik d'Oraisa is lakula. Because Yediyah Safik, that's not a Yediyah. That's not called knowing that it's Usr. So Yediyah Safik is not that. So one second, Ulam L'chora, what do you mean? Gam b'Safik yesh lo Yediyah, you know it might be, you know it might be. So he says, this is related to a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Krisus daf Yudches, in our types of case, is Yediyah Mechalek. Safik Yediyah is a Safik Yediyah Mechalek. So Rabbi Yochanan holds Yediyah Safik is Lashme Yediyah. It's not Mechalek. Rabbi Yochanan in Krisus Yudches. Reish Lakish holds Yediyah Safik is Mechalek. Is Mechalek. Meaning Yediyah Safik is a significant Yediyah. So the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, Yediyah Safik is not Mechalek. And that's Lashitaso because he holds Safik Daraisa Lekula Midaraisa. If you don't know about it, it's going to be a lakula. He's putting together three different sugyas here. Rabbi Yosef Engel. So the Rambam holds in the sugya increases Yudches like Rabbi Yochanan that if you know doubt, our Gemara doesn't have an answer to this. But our Gemara says you discuss Yediyah Safik. But Rabbi Yochanan says Yediyah Safik is not mechalik. It's not a significant Yediyah. So that's the Rambam shita of Safik d'Oraisa is lakula. Because the Torah only says it's Asur if you know for sure. If you don't know for sure, then it's not going to be Asur. So that's why the Rambam Paskin, Savit Daraisa, is Lakula. That Gemara in Yuma that we just asked about, that's within Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds the idea suffix is significant, and that's what the Gemara asks rhetorically. Right, you need a pasik to aser a suffix. Now, as a suffix, therefore, that's the Gemara is about Reish Lakish, but the Rambam pasuk is like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so that's what he discusses, how he defends the Rambam. Just one mucker I forgot to mention before regarding chametz. Right, we know all of those four nisrafin, arla, kilei akerem, truma tameya, and chametz, only by chametz do you have an isra of having them in your house. By Rabbi Yamatzai. Right, the other three, there's no isser. There's no isser of having arla in my house. Right, it's not a good idea to have it around in the fridge, right? But there's no isser of having it. So chametz, has by Rabbi Yamatzai, it has an isser kares, has an isser mashahu, has all these isurim. So the Radvaz in the Tshuva that I like to quote, Tav Tav Kufay in Zayin, the Radvaz says, why is chametz so chamur? Right, why is it has aser b'mashahu, chiyav sreifa, chiyav destroyed. So he said it's similar to Avodah Zarah, but it's even more chamur than Avodah Zarah in certain cases. So the Radvaz, which is a halachic work, right, all of his Tshuvas are halachic, he throws up his hands at the end of his Tshuva and he says, what can I do? It must be what Chazal say, that chametz is the Eitz Sahara. Chametz is the Sa'ar Shebe'isa, v'lachin kalei gareshi gareshi oso ha'adam me'alav, v'yachapis alav, v'chol machbuos machshavosav, v'yafilu kol shu lo batil, v'arei ze emes v'nachon. So he quotes Kabbalah, and in this halachic work, but he says it's the symbolism of chametz that makes it so chamor. Okay, we'll have to stop by Haisa Kupa, but Hashem will continue next time.